In a couple of days, we usher in the festival of Rosh Hashanah, the day of judgment, the day that everyone comes before the Almighty and is judged for the year ahead, also inspected for the year past. And at the same time, it is a day that we coronate God as our supreme ruler upon all of the earth. And we say this throughout all of our prayers. We call God the King. Remember us for life. King who desires life and inscribe us in the book of life, etc., etc. It's interesting when we focus on this duality of the day of Rosh Hashanah, where on the one hand, we're being inspected, and on the other hand, we're being empowered to coronate God as King. And the truth is, this is a representation of our life. This is a representation of our responsibility. This is the representation of what's granted to us from on high in terms of us having an outsized ability to affect things that are way beyond ourselves. Yes, we must inspect our activity. We must resolve to be as good as we can be. And at the same time, to commit ourselves to making this world a better place, to bringing down more godliness, more divinity, more transcendence into this world and changing our surroundings. We must focus on strengthening our relationship with the Almighty, on recognizing that God is there cheering us on, that we should be successful. He's given us the capabilities. He's set it up around us. He's granted us the opportunities. And then it's up to us to respect it, to stay focused, to work on ourselves, and not to be distracted, and do the holy work that God has given us to do in this world. Now, when we say the holy work, it is an expression of bringing godliness into everything that we do. For indeed, that is holy. We live in this physical world. God created this world. We are physical human beings with temptations and tendencies. God created that too. But at the same time, God created a human being with the ability to master themselves. And therefore, we can master ourselves. We can overcome some of these obstacles. We can conquer some of these inhibitions, etc. All when we have our eyes on the ball towards making this world a better place. Of course, we do this only with joy, because indeed it's well known and specifically underscored in the Hasidic philosophy that is only through joy are we able to surmount those challenges around us. We're only through joy can we reach the higher level of achievement, because it's incomparable doing something as a responsibility and as a yoke and a big heavy weight on our shoulders versus approaching and embracing our lives with joy. And when we do so, then those things which are not easy seem to melt away, because joy has a way of breaking through boundaries. So as we approach Rosh Hashanah, let us think about our lives. Even before we get to Shul, let us think about our blessings. Even before we get to Shul, let's think of those opportunities that perhaps we could embrace and undertake for the year ahead, even before we get to Shul. And in that way, when we do get to Shul, we're already well on the path to establishing our relationship with the Almighty, to resolving what we will be doing for the year ahead. And of course, at that point, when we ask for all the blessings which are necessary for each and every one of us to live up to our responsibilities, starting with our families, extending to our communities, thinking about our responsibility to our ancestors who toiled to bring it to us and then gave it to us in order to perpetuate it. and our responsibility to the greater good, to Hashem, and ultimately to ourselves. Shana Tova. Have a wonderful, happy, and sweet New Year.